let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlikas Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish regarding the rationale of the liability for Eish. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Isha Mishim Chitzav. Rabbi Yechanan explains that one is liable for Eish because it is considered Nizke Gufay, as if the person caused the damage directly, similar to one who shoots an arrow in one place and it causes damage or kills a person in another place. He's liable because it is Kaiche, he initiated the force of the arrow's motion, and whatever the Chetz does is considered his doing. So too, all the damage caused by the spreading fire is considered his doing, and as Rashi adds, Afila hidlik begachelish ena shalai chayev. Even if he used someone else's coals to light the fire, he's still chayev because the eish is chitzav. Rish Lakish amar isha mishamim maynai. Rish Lakish explains that eish is considered niskim maynai, his property causing damage, and therefore begachelish ena shalai potter. If he used someone else's coals, he's potter because the eish was not maynai. The Gemara proceeds with Abaye, who questions Rabbi Yechanan from the halacha of Taman Be'ish. If his fire burned a concealed item, he's potter, as Tesis explains. According to Rish Lakish, who says, Isha Mishamim Mainai, this exemption is similar to other Niske moments, such as Shur and Bar, which have various exemptions. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Isha Mishim Chitzav, Taman Be'ish, the potter Achmon, Heichem Mishkachas La. Why is Taman potter Be'ish? It's considered Niske Gufoy. And for Adam HaMazik, there are no exemptions, as the Mishnah states, Adamud La'ilam. A person is always chayav for damage he causes, even if it was ba'inus, unavoidable. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Ela laman de isle mishum chitzav, isle nami mishum memaynai. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Eish is considered both niske gufay and niske memaynai, and the betur of Taman would be possible in the case in which the Eish was only memaynai, but not chitzav, kagain. Shenafla de leika lo isle chatzar, venafla gedu shaloi machmas de leika. A person lit a fire in an area that was contained by a stone wall, and afterward the wall collapsed on its own, and the fire spread to the nearby chatzah where it caused damage. The spreading of the fire to the second chatzah is not chitzav. It's not his doing, because dahasim kalu le chitzav, as Rashi explains. When he lit the fire, it could not have spread to the second chatzah and caused damage. However, the fire in the second chatzah is memoinai. Therefore, begalu chayev, for an exposed item, he is chayev because shahayu lo legaidra v'lo gadra. He was pesheya in the shmira of his fire, because he had the opportunity to rebuild the wall and prevent the fire from spreading to the second chatzar. However, betaman potter, for a concealed item, he is potter because this is an exemption for eish, which is memoinai. The Gemara now offers a distinction between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish in the general case of eish, which is both chitzav and memoinai. If a person's fire is spread and injured a person, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he's liable for the four claims of Chayv B'Chaveri, Nezik Tzavari B'Rishevis, because the Eish was Chitzav too, and is considered Nizke Gufay. However, he's not liable for Baishas, because as Rashi explains, in the Chayv at Sheyeh Miskaven, one is only liable for intentional Baishas, while this was unintentional Baishas. According to Rish Lakish, however, the owner reimburses only for Nezik, but not for the other claims, because the Eish is considered Niske Mimayne only, for which one does not pay Dalad Varm. The Gemara next returns to the previous Mishnah's case of Hakelev Shnat L'Charara V'Halach L'Gadish, Achal L'Charara V'Hidlik HaGadish. If a person's dog entered another person's property and took a biscuit that had a coal attached to it and carried it into a field, where the Kelev ate the Charara and the coal set fire to the field or a pile of grain. For the biscuit, the dog's owner must pay full damages, because this is shame for which one pays nezik shalom, while for the grain, he pays only half damages. Regarding the gadish, the Gemara asks, v'lechayiv nami bal hagecheles. In a case where the gadish is not owned by the bal hagecheles, let the bal hagecheles pay together with the bal hakelev, since the eish was memoinai. The Gemara answers that he's potter b'sheshim gechalter. The Mishnah is speaking of a case where the Bala Gecheles locked up his Gecheles to prevent it from causing Hezek, and the Kelev dug beneath his door and took out the Gecheles. And even so, the Bala Kelev is Chayiv, because Stam Delos is Chasuris in Eitzel Kelev. He was Pesheya, since it is common for a Kelev to dig beneath a door. However, the Bala Gecheles is considered an Einus, because he did a normal Shmira. Regarding the Mishnah's halacha of Alacharor Misham Nezek Shalom, the Gemara now says, the Achla Begadish to Bala Charara. The Kelev must have eaten the Charara in a Gadish that belonged to the Charara's owner, in which the Bala Kelev pays Nezik Shalom, because the Shein was in the Nizik's domain. However, if the Achla Begadish the Alma, if the Kelev ate the Charara in another person's Gadish, the Bala Kelev would be Potter, because Uvir Beste Acher Veleka. V'chiv shein is only if it was b'shus ha-nizik. And the Gemara continues with a shayla. Pi par kechatzar ha-nizik dami, oi kechatzar ha-mazik dami. Regarding shein, is the behemoth's mouth considered b'shus ha-nizik or b'shus ha-mazik? However, from the above, tifshid de bi para kechatzar ha-nizik dami, that we consider the caliph's mouth a b'shus ha-nizik. For if we consider the caliph's mouth a reshus hamazik, the owner would not be liable for shein, because he can claim your food did not belong in my dog's mouth. However, the Gemara explains if we were to assume kechazah hamazik dami, we would have to say that the chiv shein would not apply to the av with achila, but rather to the teilado that the behemah committed without achila, such as the shav tzalmi. The behemoth rubbed itself against a person's wall for pleasure and thereby erased his painting, which is a telada deshein. Or the pasi pesui, the behemoth rolled on the person's produce for pleasure and it became embedded in the mud, which is a telada deshein. The Gemara attempts several other proofs that pi kelef kachatzar hanizik, but the question ultimately remains unresolved. This question is also relevant regarding keren b'shus hamazik potter, as the Mishnah earlier on Daf Tesam Abayis taught, chutz m'shus hamiyuched is lamazik. And as Rashi there explains, if the Shar HaNizik went into the Rishos HaMazik and was injured or killed by the Shar HaMazik, the Mazik is Pater, because Turchim Rishosi my boy. He tells the Nizik, your animal had no right to enter my premises. However, the Gemara cites a Brayis as follows. HaNichnes L'chotzer Balabayis Shalei Rishos, U'negocha Yishar Yishar Balabayis U'meis. If the Shar HaMazik killed the person who entered without permission, Hashar B'skila, U'bailim P'turim Min HaKayfer. And the Gemara explains, the owner is exempt from paying kaifer because he can claim you did not have permission to enter my property. Nevertheless, hasher beskila because la'inikatala lo'yam rinon. This claim does not exempt from the chiv misa of the animal. Similarly, in the case of a Mishnah Masechtas Hanedrin, hishach boy es ha-nochash, if a person placed his snake's mouth onto his friend's hand until its fangs poisoned him and he died, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda holds the owner is Chayev Misa because Eres Nochash Bein Shinav Huayman. At this point, the snake's venom is already in its fangs and seeps out automatically without the snake's action. Lefikach Makesh Besayef V'Nochash Pater. As Rashi explains, the Havalekilo Hargu Besayef. The person is considered as if he actually killed him with a sword, in this case, the Nochash. The snake, however, is Pater Meskila because it did not kill the person. However, V'Chacham and Patrim, the person is exempt. Because it is at this point that the snake ejects its venom by itself. The snake is stoned like a shor hamazik, and the person is pater memisa because he's considered merely a goyim. Here too, even if we consider pi nachash kechatzar hamazik, the snake is nevertheless killed, because leinikatala loyam rinan, his claim does not exempt the animal from misa.